Live from the Ken and Valerie Baker Studio at WHYY, this is Studio 2.
On Thursday, July 9th, welcome, 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 friends, on Into the Program. I'm Cherry Gregg.
I'm Avi Wolfman-Arendt. Many listeners might know that the New York Times has long done this feature called 36 Hours. It's a travel feature. And basically the way it works is they take you to some destination and they say, this is how you could spend 36 hours, a weekend. You get there Friday, you spend all day Saturday in this place, you leave Sunday. Here are the things to do. It's kind of like an itinerary, I suppose, for a travel destination. I've consulted this many times over the years, actually, when I go somewhere. I'll look at like the New York Times 36 Hours. Anyways, they just updated their Philly 36 Hours this month. So that inspired us to kind of do the activity for ourselves.
Yeah.
Me, you, and some guests, we are going to build a 36-hour travel itinerary for Philadelphia. This would be for an out-of-towner, right?
So yeah, it's not for like a friend,
for
somebody coming. Yeah.
Us. But what we would recommend to someone coming to visit Philadelphia for just 36 hours. So that's the big activity today on the show.
I'm kind of excited because we got a good mix of folks coming in. And you and I, like, you're the foodie. You know, I'm looking forward to maybe you'll get some spots you've never been to and want to venture out on the weekend yourself.
Exactly. And we're asking you, if you had just one weekend in Philly, what's a spot that absolutely needs to be on your list? 888-477-9499 is the number to call. Make your case. You can email studio2@whyy.org. If you're on YouTube or Facebook, you can comment in the live chat.
And I have to say, I love it when our listeners stump for their spots.
I'm like, stump
they
spot,
stump for
man.
It, man. I'm stump. Like, they get on the phone. They're like, look.
All
right.
They're
listen
very
up, convincing.
Losers. Anyways.
I love it.
It's also DJ of the day.
DJ. And so today is actually a good day for DJ of the day.
I was thinking about that. What do you think is the theme for DJ of the day?
You could pick a Philly song.
Yeah, right.
With different locations. You could talk about traveling.
Yeah.
Weekends. You know, right. That could be a good song about the weekend, what to do.
Oh, everybody's
Friday
working
night,
for the weekend.
Nightlife,
yeah,
all
yeah,
of
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, so submit your, we end the show every week Thursday with a song picked by one of you on the theme of that day's show. So make your picks, send them in to EP Kevin. He will pick the winner, and then we'll shout you out and play your song at the end of the show if you win. So studio2@whyy.org. Get those picks in before 12:30.
Looking forward to hearing those songs. But first, we've got our trio of local news stories, and I'm first today. A New Jersey judge ruled this week that EMR Scrap Metal Company can reopen after the city of Camden suspended its operations due to its history of fires. But there is a caveat to that ruling. A Camden Superior Court judge, they ordered EMR to implement a list of safety precautions before it opens its doors. The precautions include a 24/7 fire watch, a fire suppression system testing, procedures for scanning material coming into the facility, and a procedure for responding to fires. And just to get you up to speed, if you've never heard of EMR, they're a scrap metal recycling company with a number of facilities based in Camden, New Jersey. And they were in court because they had to sue Camden after the city suspended their junkyard license last month. They forced it to close following more than a dozen fires over the past year. At least three of those fires forced residents near the facility to be evacuated. And this issue teed up a dispute. The issue that teed up the dispute was a May 29th fire where EMR, they shut down voluntarily, and then that's when the city suspended their license. And the big issue was whether or not the city had implemented enough due process, whether that fire from May 29th was a big enough emergency to allow a shutdown. And of course, the court there said no, but they did make them do those precautions. EMR had already made a number of upgrades to his facilities. And now that the judge has ruled in their favor, they say, hey, they fulfilled all the safety precautions and now they are allowed to open. I should note that the judge's order came at the very same time that New Jersey Governor Mikey Sherrill signed into law a bill that would regulate the scrap metal industry in the state and focusing in on decreasing the number of fires. So there's already state regulation around that. EMR made some upgrades, and it looks like they will be able to reopen at least for now.
Yeah, a lot going on, a lot still unresolved, but I will point you to WHYY's Sophia Schmidt and her continued reporting on EMR and its operations in Camden. It seems there will be much more to come.
Yeah.
Story number two. This was really an eye-opening story, Cherry. From the Philadelphia Inquirer, dropped today, about a Philadelphia sports fan who grew addicted to sports gambling and the lengths a major gambling company went to keep this man betting. His name, Cherry, is Terry Thompson. He is now suing the sports gambling platform FanDuel. Between 2020 and early 2026, Thompson reportedly wagered $18.5 million on FanDuel, one person. He accrued losses of nearly $2 million during this time. He says in his lawsuit he took out multiple mortgages on his home to feed this addiction and was ultimately foreclosed on. Now, because Thompson bet so much money on FanDuel, he achieved something called VIP status. I had never heard of this.
Yeah, me neither.
But the company basically assigned him a personal liaison who showered Thompson with perks, including a personalized video from Phillies superstar Bryce Harper. The Inky obtained that video. Here it is.
Hey, Terry. What's up, brother? Hey, man. Your host, Brittany from FanDuel, wanted to make sure your Thanksgiving was extra special. So I just wanted to hop on here and wish you and your family a wonderful Thanksgiving. Tell I said hello. I appreciate all the support through the years. And I just hope you have a great day. Enjoy it. And we'll see you soon. Bye.
And what they bleeped out there was a reference to this one of this man's relatives. So it was a truly personalized video. Now, we don't know if Harper understood what he was recording or what it was being used for. Harper doesn't even publicly officially have a partnership with FanDuel, according to the Inquirer. But clearly someone fed Harper info about this guy, Thompson. And in addition to this video, FanDuel gave Thompson tickets to major sporting events, including, and this blew my mind, a pair of tickets to the Eagles-Chiefs Super Bowl. I mean, that's not
a big deal.
Not a small perk. And, you know, Thompson's accusation, this lawsuit, is that all of this was just to keep him gambling. You know, if he was, you know, inactive for some period of time, the liaison would reach back out and try to, like, sort of get him re-engaged, and saying it basically fed his addiction.
Yeah, I'd love to hear what someone like Bryce Harper thinks about this. I mean, he's an active player. And so, I don't know. It just, I know there's not a specific rule that makes this, you know, but it just feels kind of wrong.
Yeah.
And I'd love to, I know he hasn't commented from his camp or whatever, but I do wonder about that. And I know that the leagues have sort of worked really hard to separate players from the bettors, you know, these betting companies. But I feel bad for this guy. I mean, he lost his home. He got sucked in. Every time he tried to pull himself out, you get two Super Bowl tickets. You get sucked right back in.
Right.
And it makes you feel like an important person and that this is a sign you should keep going.
Yeah, there's kind of two ways to dissect this. One is like the relationship between the players, the leagues, and these gambling platforms. And look, there are players with public relationships.
Absolutely.
Who do television ads for these gambling companies, right? So we already knew that they were cozy in some ways. The other side of it, right, is just this behind-the-scenes look at how companies interact with these high-rolling clients.
I had never
seen anything like this before.
It is very wild. Kudos to the Inquirer on this behind-the-scenes look into sports betting.
Yep.
Third story, NJ.com ranked New Jersey beaches. And get this, y'all. Atlantic City came in dead last, okay? I will say ouch for them. Shout out to Jeremy Schneider and Isabel Farina, who spent the last 2 weeks going to every beach in the Garden State. The duo focused only on oceanfront beaches. They looked at beach quality, cleanliness, crowd type, size, parking, and a few other things. But Atlantic City ranked number 45, okay?
Out of 45.
45 out of 45.
They said the AC beach was the worst beach.
Worst beach of all the beaches that they checked out. And the reporter said, even with an epic boardwalk, casinos, and great food in the city, quote, none of it is enough to make up for a dirty, drab, and depressing beach.
Dang, they hit him with the triple D there. Yeah. Dirty, drab, and depressing.
Dirty, drab, and depressing.
Woo.
I was like, dang, that's like punches to the gut.
Did we have any good beaches? Did they shout out any of our beaches?
They did. As for the best beaches within 2 hours of Philly, Cape May, which has always been one or two on their list, and it was number two. Manasquan in Monmouth County is said to have a great beach. Never heard of that one. That's number three. And those are the only two in the top five. Popular beaches in the top 20, Seaside Park came in 16th. Avalon and Stone Harbor also made the top 20. I'm not a shore person, but we had some family coming in town this weekend, and I was thinking about Atlantic City and going to the beach.
Now you're not
going
to go?
No, I'm not going to go.
Number one, they said, was Beach Haven. That, according to my Google Maps, that's within 2 hours.
Is that?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was farther away. So that's my bad.
That's
number
like
one,
it's
Beach
LBI.
Haven.
LBI.
Beach Haven. So there you go. That's number one. So you can go there.
The best beach for me is one where no one else is there. I don't care
where
about
is that going to be? Didn't that mean,
not Jersey.
Not Jersey, yes.
I mean, I don't care. If it's number one on the list, then everyone's going to be there. Then I don't want to be there.
Yeah.
So I guess give me Atlantic City then.
But apparently it's depressing and drab, but
so know. Am I.
It didn't hurt. It didn't hurt Avi too bad. We'll be right back. This is Studio 2.
And welcome back to Studio 2 on WHYY. I'm Avi Wolfman-Aaron.
And I'm Cherry Gregg. A recent roundup in the New York Times caught our eye. It's 36 Hours in Philadelphia, a guide to the city. It's pretty detailed and includes some familiar spots.
But there's so much to do here. No mm-hmm. one list could be exhaustive. So so many neighborhoods, so much food, mix of the new, the historic, et cetera, et cetera. So we saw the list. We had some feelings. We know our listeners
of course,
do, too.
Yeah. Yeah, some excellent local authorities on the best of what Philly has to offer are in studio with us today, and we're going to craft our own perfect Philly weekend with their help.
Alicia Miranda is a freelance hospitality reporter and owner of a creative agency. She's written for outlets like Visit Philly, Resy, Bon Appetit, and many others, so you know she's an expert. Alicia, welcome to Studio 2.
Thanks for having me.
Also in our Philadelphia studio is Tanya Pendleton. You know the voice. You know the name. She's the Things to Do curator for WHYY. Tanya, great to see you.
It's good to see you as well.
Yes, and Stephanie Farr is here as well. She's a features columnist at the Philadelphia Inquirer who writes about what makes Philly weird, wild, and wonderfully unique. Stephanie Farr, welcome back to the show.
Thanks so much for having me back.
Yes, and listeners, our question of the day to you is this. If you had just one weekend in Philly, what spot absolutely needs to be on your list? Give us a call, 888-477-9499, and stump for your spot. You can also email with your argument at studio2@whyy.org. And for our Facebook and YouTubers, you can put your spots in the live chat.
Nicholas says, I'd suggest the bookstore date night at H&H Books in Fishtown.
Oh.
Some people are not, I've never heard of this. You guys are nodding your heads already, or no one knows?
I'm nodding my head.
I don't know.
Just, oh, just
I have
nodding,
heard
just
of it.
Just being supportive.
I don't date
got
anymore.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I like it. We're learning something new already. That's fantastic. Absolutely.
It does sound nice. Hidden gems.
All right, so the way 36 Hours work, if folks have never read it or heard of it, basically it's like you build an itinerary over the course of a weekend. So that's what we're going to do as a group activity. And so, look, we got to start with arrival. Friday night. You come into Philadelphia from out of town, somewhere you're coming from that's worse than Philadelphia, of course.
and you're happy to be here.
You're very happy to be here. It's Friday evening, and of course, first you have to determine where you are staying, your lodging, your accommodations. So, Stephanie Farr, where are you staying in Philadelphia?
I'm going to choose the Penn's View Hotel, which is in Old City. Mm-hmm. It's you know, view of the waterfront, and it's a historic building. I think it was built in 1828. The prices are fairly reasonable. It was like $200 to $300 a night for this weekend when I checked. Mm-hmm. That's a big factor for me. But you're also within walking distance of so much in Old City and all of the historic sites, and even you could walk to City Hall if it's
all right.
Day.
Right, the Penn's View Hotel.
Yeah,
with Stephanie
that's
Farr.
A nice one. Yeah.
All right, so Alicia, where are you staying in Philadelphia?
I'm going to be at Hotel Anna and Belle in Fishtown. So that's a beautiful boutique hotel. I think less than 20 rooms, honestly. It's like, I hate saying that word, but hidden gem. I mean, literally, it's like hidden in a residential block in Fishtown. It has an on-site bar and restaurant, Bastia and Coletta. They have local offers. So like they just introduced, you can do a day pass to their pool with a hotel room for the day, which is great to change and get refreshed. And then for overnight stays, they have discounts for locals. So, and I'm actually staying there next month. I'm so excited, but I'm there all the time.
Oh, so, they have a pool. I like that.
Yeah.
Pool.
I knew I liked, I never met you, but I knew I liked you because I also picked the same hotel.
Yay!
I did. So this goes to a bigger point for me. I've never stayed there, obviously. I live here, so I haven't stayed at any of these hotels. I don't know, but it seems really nice.
Yeah.
And this goes for me, this is like the bigger question for me is, do I tell people to stay where all the hotels are? And usually those places are more centrally located, mm-hmm. easier to get in and out. It makes the rest of the weekend a little bit easier. Or do you stay in a neighborhood and get the flavor of a neighborhood somewhere? And I like to lean more toward the neighborhood when I travel. So I like to recommend for folks, if there's a place, a good Airbnb, a good boutique hotel in a neighborhood somewhere, I like to recommend that. And so I went also with Anna and Belle, the boutique hotel in Fishtown, which again, I've never stayed at, but seems really nice.
Yeah, I'm a regular there, and I'm excited to stay there again.
See, now you got to do a weekend.
I mean, I do a staycation.
You got to do a staycation and do that.
All right, Tanya Pendleton, where are you staying in Philadelphia?
So I went straight to the big spenders.
Okay.
I think we have a bunch of hotels out of there.
The people that have planned for months and months to make it happen. So I think I like the W. It's centrally located. It has a spa. It has a pool. You can get to the theaters and everything really easily. And it has beautiful views. And it's a nice kind of semi-luxury hotel. It's not the top of the top. It's sort of mid-luxury.
Yeah.
Is what I would
and they have a nice pool, too.
Yeah, yes. Exactly.
Like, as y'all can see, I'm like,
and it's near City Hall.
It's near City Hall. Nice. It's near all the theaters. If you are going to a show, yeah. if you are going to a restaurant, something outside the hotel, because the hotel itself has a nice restaurant.
It does.
And it has a good bar. It has a nice place to hang out in the lobby lounge. So I think that when you're coming to Philly and you want to have maybe a more upscale experience,
I love
start
it.
With
I
the
love
W.
It.
I love
she said, throw the checkbook
yeah,
in.
Just
give me the W, man.
I'm afraid my choices may lean along yes. the big spenders.
Yes. And I'm next.
Yeah,
so,
you're right. Come on, take us home.
So
now.
My spot, I love Kempton Hotels. I just think that I love the vibe. I love how they smell when you walk into the lobby.
What do they smell like?
And they just always smell good.
Mm. They have like a signature scent?
Yeah, and I'm you know, I love the smells, yeah. okay? And so I would say Hotel Monaco and Old City. Yeah. They have the Red Owl Tavern as a restaurant, Stratus Bar Rooftop. So if you come in late, you can still go upstairs and get a drink. Their rooms are usually really quirky, mm-hmm. and I just love them. And you can see the Liberty Bell from your room window. Mm-hmm. And you can get up in the morning, go out, walk, do all the things, get coffee, all the things right there.
And your nostrils feel good because
it
smells.
And your nostrils feel so good.
Until you step outside.
And you're reminded, wait, I'm in Philly.
Stephanie, yes. We're trying to get people to come to Philadelphia. Okay.
I love Philly. I don't like the way it smells all the
and
time.
And I got to also mention the the tour. If you wanted to be a touristy right. person, you can literally walk out across Independence Hall, walk out the hotel, go
it's
across,
right
jump on the bus.
Yeah. All right, let's bring in a caller now before we get to our next category. This is Becky from LBI. Hey, Becky, you're on Studio 2. Give us your recommendations.
I didn't think of a place to stay, but something in Center City would be great. But if you can get in, our favorite place is Veg. We love that restaurant.
The Veg is great.
And have an afternoon at the Philadelphia Museum of Art.
Absolutely. All right, Becky. Thank
Veg
you.
Veg is a classic. It's a vegetarian. Yeah. spot, like legendary vegetarian spot.
Go
That's
ahead.
Great...
And by the way, if you had just one weekend in Philly, what spot absolutely needs to be on your list? You could be like Becky. Give us a call, 888-477-9499. Email studio2@whyy.org. And for our Facebook and YouTube streamers, you can keep your comments coming in the chat. And stump for your spot. Stump for your spot. So you in there, you checked in. You're a little hungry. You hit a rumble of the belly. So what's your first meal? And Alicia, we'll start with you.
Well, if you don't eat at Bastien Coletta, which are the bar and restaurant on site at Hotel Ann and Bell, then you can go short walk off campus to Ilu, I-L-U, which is like a new Spanish tapas spot. The team that owns Lloyd Whiskey and Cormorant Bar opened up that spot, so that's within walking distance up there in Fishtown.
I love it, and
so.
I love walking to my first spot when I stay somewhere. Like I don't want to be like going, you know, all over creation. Okay, Tanya, your first meal, you checked into the W, right?
Yeah.
You're feeling good.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Wait, you can eat at Dolce, which is right there in the W, but I'm going to send folks to Irwin's. And the reason is because if you're coming to Philadelphia, you want to have a uniquely Philadelphia experience. And the great thing about Irwin's is that it's a pretty simple menu. It's simple Italian. The great thing about it is that you get the fantastic views, and you get a little slice of Philly history because Bach used to be where Irwin's is, the Bach building, where it's located. It used to be a high school, a vocational high school.
And that's in the neighborhood,
It's in South Philly.
South Philly. So, and it is also related to my bar pick.
I love it.
So for folks that don't know, maybe you might have heard of Bach Bar. So that's the top of the Bach building in South Philadelphia. It's the biggest building basically in South Philly. Yeah. And you have an insane like 360 view from the top. Irwin's is on the same floor as Bach Bar. It's just across the hallway, and it's a fantastic restaurant.
It's beautiful.
So I'm writing that down because
it's an old science classroom. Right?
I've never been to
Irwin's. And there's actually still some sort of scribbles on the wall from when it was a school.
When you walk in, it's like you're walking into a high school. Mm.
They have the different classrooms or different businesses. Yeah. I love it. I love it. I'm next.
You're next?
Yeah. So I'm going to set myself up for the night. So I'm gonna shower, do that, whatever, and then I'm going to Uber to Northern Liberties to have dinner at Amina. They have African Caribbean food, and I literally have one of the best meals I've ever had there. They have braised oxtails, pan-seared scallops, and even the sides are a meal of their own. And their drinks
are excellent.
The size that they put on the plate. I went there for my birthday. I was like, I'm taking people back here. plus, I will say the neighborhood is dope. So you could like bar hop immediately. And it's always like a vibe in the neighborhood. So you could get real cute. And, you know, spend your whole evening in Nolo.
I love it. I love it. So this is still our first meal, right?
Yes, it is. And Stephanie.
Okay. Like, Avi, when I get into a hotel, I don't want to go very far the first night. So I'm going right downstairs in the Pennsview Hotel to Panorama, which is a wonderful Italian restaurant. But the real draw for me here is that they have the Guinness World Record for the largest wine keeper. So they actually have more than 150 wines on tap. Now, wines on tap sounds terrible.
That's a lot of wine, though.
But in reality, it actually keeps the wines fresher, and it's fantastic. They have at least 30 sommelier selected flights at any given time. It is just to see this
That's why you're not going far, because you're going to stumble your way back on the stairs.
Stephanie, don't go far. It's more like
stumbling back up.
I knew Stephanie Farr was gonna be something quirky about her pick. It was gonna be some sort of record, some sort of wrinkle like that. You did not disappoint.
Okay.
But we're all on the same lines for first meal. I don't want to go far either. I checked in, I'm tired. And so you already shouted out Bastia, which is right there connected to Anna and Belle in Fishtown. And I think it's one of the best restaurants in the city. Beautiful dining room, by the way, as well.
Gorgeous.
Just a great vibe.
Now I got to do a staycation at this hotel.
Absolutely.
We're
vibing right now.
Y'all are vibing. Let's bring in another caller who's going to stump for their spot. Christine from Pennsylvania is on the line. Christine, you're on Studio 2. What's the must-see place?
All right. I've got two things I think you have to do. The Barnes Foundation and the newly opened Calder Gardens is just like, it's such a highlight in our city. We're so proud of that. And Rittenhouse Square for some food, either like Park or
gotta get their burger.
Rouge is like an old school spot there. And Stephen Starr's got something on the other side of the park.
And then you have to hit down
Old City, like all the galleries. Procession Gallery, brand new.
Really cool.
It's like Second and Market. There's just a whole string of really cool individual galleries.
Christine, I'm going to hang with you, girl. You're down there with the galleries. All right.
Let me say something. Christine bought up Calder Gardens and Barnes Foundation. This is not for our out-of-towners, but for our locals.
Those are
both free for Philadelphians all month of July. If you can prove that you live in Philadelphia, you can go to the Calder Gardens and the Barnes for free this month.
That's amazing.
So that's
I did not know that. Yeah. That's a little shout-out right there.
Great spaces.
Yeah. They might come up later. I'll just
put that out there.
Okay. We're going out for a drink now. First drink Friday night. Cherry, you're up first. Where are you taking us?
Avi, you know I love a speakeasy. and since I'm already in Northern Liberties, right at Amina next door, they have Newsroom Philly, where they have an acrobat.
Wait a minute.
That hangs from the ceiling. That's why I got cute, y'all. I got myself together. I took a nap after I came to Hotel Monaco. Got cute, went to Amina, and then I'm going to Newsroom Philly, which is really next door. They have a door that looks like an old 7-Up machine, and you go in there, and it's a whole nother world. They have a DJ. They have drinks, like amazing drinks, and you feel like you're in some hidden space.
Do you feel like you're in a newsroom? I mean, are there coffee stains everywhere?
No. That's just the name. They have
someone yelling at you.
Yeah, right.
They have books all over the wall, and the words that are make paintings and stuff like that. It's really cool vibe.
The Cherry, the acrobat.
The acrobat hanging from the ceiling by the DJ. Okay,
it's a
vibe, y'all.
And one of those in our newsroom, Scott.
Yeah, that didn't happen at the Inquirer
building.
Yeah.
Yeah, not too many acrobats at the Philadelphia Inquirer, definitely at Newsroom. And
you like Newsroom.
Yes, the food's amazing, the drinks are great, and the acrobat is absolutely fascinating. And it's fun to have a DJ.
Okay.
So Alicia, you're going out for a drink.
Yeah.
Where are you taking us?
I'm going to stay in the same Fishtown, Kensington area, and I'm going to go to Meeting House.
Okay. Meeting House is good.
Yeah.
Meeting House?
Meeting House is a beer bar. I think Meeting House is a prime example of what Philadelphia does best, and that is a neighborhood bar. A come as you are, no reservations needed, walk in, standing room right when you walk in. One of the best Guinnesses in town, so that's what a lot of people love to do. They don't have a huge bar because it's primarily the beers that they make. They have, I think, 3 or 4 options of beers and maybe 3 or 4 cocktails, but that's what I love. It's simplicity at its best, quality above everything else, so I will be at Meeting House.
I do know Meeting House. That used to be Memphis Street Tap Room, that space in the major. Yeah. That place is fantastic.
Yeah.
Go ahead. That would be my pick as well.
Nice and chill. I don't like crowds.
Y'all have mine and meld over there.
Absolutely.
It's also Friday. I don't want to deal with crowds or having to worry about a reservation, so it's a nice just walk in and you'll be fine.
I feel bad asking Stephanie Farr for her drink picks, and she already drank all the wine in creation.
Water up before I go. We're going to drink a lot of water. We're not going far. Okay. We're going into Old City on our first night, and I'm going to take my guests to, depending on my guest, either the Khyber Pass Pub.
Yes.
Legend. Which is legendary.
Yeah, Old City,
Or Sassafras, if they're really into craft cocktails. Nice. I love the vibe there, and their cocktails are phenomenal.
Well, if you go to Khyber, you can still stumble on over there.
You can go to both if you want, if you mix, but I don't know if you want to mix.
That's true.
Boozy Friday night there for Stephanie. Yeah. Tanya Pendleton, where are you grabbing a drink?
Well, we started at Irwin's for a reason. It's because I have to send you across the hall to Bock Bar.
There it is.
That is the quintessential Philadelphia bar for this reason. It's the one that you can see the absolute best views of Philadelphia. I mean,
crazy
of course,
views.
You can go to the Four Seasons and see that crazy view from the top of the tower there.
It smells good in that lobby too, but go ahead.
I know it does.
But $30 there.
Bock Bar is accessible, it's affordable. Mm-hmm. If you've already had your dinner at Irwin's, you just cross the way. But it's also one of those places that you feel like if people come to Philadelphia, they should see Philadelphia. Yeah. And you can literally see all of it from Bock Bar.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's true.
And by the way, Steven on Facebook did shout out the Four Seasons. That's where he's going to stay. So that'll run you even more than the W, I think. But if you can afford it, that is a nice spot.
High-end visitors that have the money to spend.
Okay, y'all. Let me read a couple comments.
But I get to pick my bar.
I
don't get to drink?
Oh, yeah. Oh, sorry, Avi, yes. I thought you said the same as...
No.
Okay,
I was going to take us down the street from our
sorry
hotel
about
in Fishtown
that,
to a classic dive bar in Fishtown, Les and Doreen's Happy Tap.
That's
which
nice.
Is just total neighborhood bar. We're just going to rub elbows with the locals, get a beer, nothing crazy. And they do have karaoke Friday nights if you are lucky enough to witness that.
And you have a voice. You do have a little voice.
I can belt out a few choice tunes.
That's nice. That's a nice addition to the night to close it out.
Karaoke.
So you stumble or get your way back, to your hotel, and it's Saturday morning. Bright and early, you wake up. Where are you grabbing coffee? And we'll start with you, Alicia.
I'm going to go down to Rittenhouse, and I'm going to go to La Jefa, which is owned by the Tequila's Casa Mexicana family. It is the kind of rare day-to-night, you know, cafes that we have in town. And they specialize in really wonderful kind of Mexican-inspired coffees. Mm-hmm. So the one that I always get, bear with me with the pronunciation, but Totomochle Latte, which is made with burnt tortilla, corn husk, milk, and espresso. So it's like really nutty and rich. And I really want five of them, but, you know, espresso. So that's one of my favorite places. And you can work there, you know, if you want to, like, do a little laptop co-working. But that is one of my favorite
spots.
That's
some fancy coffee, right? That's a fancy drink. Yeah, I love that. Okay. I've never heard of La Jefa. I wrote that down. Tanya.
I am going to Elixir.
Yes.
The Calla Hill location is kind of in the cut. And that's where I take people when I want to do like a nice, calm meeting. It's even probably good for a date. But if you're a visitor, it's just a nice little coffee shop. And I don't order the coffee there.
Okay.
They have a ginger tea that is fantastic.
Okay.
Absolutely fantastic. So that's what I like, Elixir Calla Hill. And again, it's kind of in the cut. It's not someplace that is...
It's a hidden gem.
Yeah, hidden gem is a good way to describe it. And they have two other locations in the city, one by 30th Street Station, and then there's another. Don't ask me right now where it is.
It's on Walnut by like 15th.
Okay, yeah.
So it is locally owned, but the ginger tea...
Gotta get that.
Tea, it's great. And their coffee's good too.
Got it all. So, Stephanie...
I am one of the few journalists in the world who does not drink coffee, so this is not a question for me.
How do you get all your work done?
And so I have a gift card that I've had to La Colombe since Christmas, and so I probably go
there
and get like an iced vanilla latte that tastes nothing like coffee.
You're like, where is that? There it is. Gift card.
Well, you know what? I also picked La Colombe because it's on Frankfurt Avenue, not far from my hotel. And look, it is now it's a global brand, so you can go to, it's kind of like their flagship location on Frankfurt, and I would just get a iced coffee.
Oh, I was going to the one at Cobra. 6th and Market. So yeah, there you go. There's so many.
We can compare notes. How about that? And finally, I guess, Cheryl, you getting some coffee here?
Yeah, I'm going to get some coffee. I like to walk, so I would get up early, walk around Old City, and go to Old City Coffee, just because it's on Church Street. I get to see some of the old housing, and I would just get an iced coffee, 5 pumps of caramel, okay, because I got to be up and going, and some oat milk.
All right. So we're going to skip over breakfast for now. Hopefully you got breakfast wherever you got coffee, because we have to move things along and get to our first stop on our Saturday tour of Philadelphia. So first stop, you got coffee, you got breakfast. Stephanie Farr, where are you going?
The first place I take all first-time visitors to Philly is Isaiah Zagar's Magic Garden.
Yeah.
I think it is uniquely Philly. I've never seen anything else like it in the world. And I've yet to take someone there who doesn't absolutely fall in love with it and really connect with the space. So especially now. And then you can walk South Street and see all of his other murals along the way.
That's a good
place to start. Tanya, where are you starting on Saturday?
I would recommend that people just do the museum run, because if you do your timing correctly, you can start at the Franklin Institute and go down the parkway to the Philadelphia Museum of Art. Now, you're going to have to be very
intentional
about how, well, that's
crossing the street.
You're going to have to be very careful about what exhibits that you see. You probably should have one in mind. And that way you can go to the Franklin Institute, you can head to the Barnes, you can head to the Rodin, and then you can end up at the Art Museum. That's what I would do. So you can, you know,
I think we are mind meld. That's what I would do as well. So, yeah.
And I was going to, again, keeping it simple, first thing, I'm heading down to, taking the L down to Old City and doing some of the historical sites. I shout out Carpenter's Hall. I think that's an underrated one. Penn Hospital Museum is new. I haven't been there yet. I would love to check that out. You know, we've got a great medical history here in Philadelphia. So I'll shout out those two. But, you know, whatever. Do the normal ones.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah. And I would start the opposite direction. I would start at the Art Museum. I have not seen the Joe Frazier statue in this new location yet. So I would take my picture there, head down the parkway, going the opposite direction and doing the museum run. Yeah, exactly.
You got to do the Rocky steps.
Exactly.
Without a doubt.
Got to run up there and do that
as
well.
You just have to time it all, as Avi said, very intentionally.
Very
intentionally.
Because there's a lot.
The Rodin, though, is a hidden gem, I would say, because the Rodin has the garden and you can sit there. They have drinks in the afternoon. And it's really a nice museum that most people don't know about.
With some shade. Yeah. And Alicia.
I'm going to be someone who planned ahead for this portion, and I would have booked a Hidden City tour.
Oh, nice.
So I love their tours. They're all really varied. I've done several ghost signs tours in Washington Square West and Old City, the geology on bike tour, which is amazing, architecture along North Broad, and then jazz history. Those are the ones that I've taken.
That jazz history one sounds
so
good.
Yeah. Well, I love their website, and I've never been on one of their tours.
It's
so
really fantastic.
Wow.
So, and they're, you know, they're like $20. You know, it's a small group.
Wow.
You know,
Hidden City.
Yeah.
Hidden City tours.
Book ahead.
Well, we've got some more comments to read, some more itinerary items to get to. Judith shouts out John's Roast Pork, best roast pork sandwich.
That is delicious. And that's delicious.
Caitlin shouts out dinner at Pietramala in Northern Liberties. Best dinner I've had in Philly in years. It's vegan, and I'm not even vegan. That's how good the food is, according to
the non-vegans eating the vegan. That's when you know.
That's
okay.
When you know. So get your suggestions in. Give us a call, 888-477-9499. We're building our perfect Philly weekend for the visitors in our lives. Studio2 at WHYY.org is the email. We'll be right back. This is Studio 2.
And welcome back to Studio 2 here on WHYY. I'm Cherry Gregg.
I'm Avi Wolfman Aaron. Today on the show, we are crafting an itinerary for the perfect weekend in Philadelphia. We've covered hotels, a couple daytime stops. Now we're continuing our ideal mini trip.
Yes, and with us in studio, we have Tanya Pendleton, Things to Do curator for WHYY. We have hospitality reporter Alicia Miranda and Philadelphia Inquirer columnist Stephanie Farr. And keep your comments, listeners, rolling in. We want to hear your spots. If you had just one weekend in Philly, what spot absolutely needs to be on your list and stump for your spot? You can give us a call, 888-477-9499. Email studio2 at whyy.org. And for our YouTube and Facebook commenters, keep them coming in the live chat. Ted from Wincote says, Dream Garden in the Curtis Center.
That's a good
one. I got to check that one out. Yeah, there's a mosaic mural by Maxfield Parrish with Tiffany stained glass. It's incredible.
And that's a quick spot. You just walk in and look
at
it.
Yeah.
You can hit that quickly.
Yeah, we have a player piano playing too.
Yeah, and it's not too far from Old City. If that's where you're staying, you can walk right over. Ted from Wincote. Oh, that was Ted. Mindy in Germantown says, perfect day, a cycle ride with Bicycle Club of Philadelphia. So they're like little activity.
All right, so we've had our day in Philadelphia. We've done all this. We did some sightseeing. Now we've had dinner Saturday night. We're really speeding ahead here. And then we're going to do some entertainment, some sort of Saturday night entertainment. So Stephanie, entertain us. Entertain me, Stephanie Farr.
Well, if there's live music at Bob and Barbara's, Time, or Solar Myth, I would take my guess there. Yeah. I think those are all classic Philly venues that are intimate, but really quirky and fun. Either that or maybe a Phillies or a Flyers game is always a good time, too, to help people understand our sports fandom. And if you can, get a seat in Gritty's Chaos Corner for an extremely visceral experience.
Yeah.
I think that, especially if you have kids, I think that is just
that's the way to go.
Such a hoot. It's so much fun.
That's right, very
Alicia,
cool.
Saturday night.
I plus one Bob and Barbara's for live music and citywides. So I'm going to go with my backup, and I would do live band karaoke at Fergie's Pub.
Nice.
Oh, that's good stuff.
Nice. I like that. My turn. So seasonally, if it's appropriate, if there's happenings there and you want to do Philly sports stuff, go to the Palestra, the Cathedral of College Basketball in West Philadelphia. I think it's the best sports venue in the country, especially if they're playing some high school games. That's rare, but there's some high school games at the Palestra. Incredible theater, incredible pageantry, and just an incredible building. Otherwise, for music, I'm staying in Fishtown, so I'm working my way back home, and I'll stop off at Johnny Brenda's, which is a great live music spot in the city.
I love it.
Tanya, what are we doing Saturday night?
Well, Stephanie mentioned music, and one of the great things about Philadelphia is that I don't care when you're here, there's going to be a multitude of concerts. So I love the Annenberg because there are often great jazz shows there, and it's just a wonderful vibe. But I will also say, check out some of Philly's comedy clubs, Helium and Punchline, because there are always great comics in town, and Punchline is the newer, bigger version. Helium is kind of the old school comedy club here, but we always need to laugh, right? And if you're coming into town and there's somebody great at one of those venues, I highly recommend them.
And you might even see somebody new.
Yeah,
and
for sure.
Yeah, cutting their teeth. I love comedy. I love that. I would plus one you on time. I love jazz. Nice. But also would check out this new spot called The Velvet Whip. It's another speakeasy.
It's a double speakeasy.
Come on. I'm sorry.
You're trolling me.
They have some burlesque dancing. Y'all can tell what kind of like, weekend we have it. And it's south of Chinatown. It's in that little mix up between Chinatown and Spring Garden, that little area. It's real cool. They'll have like live music. Sometimes they'll have, they do have comedy there sometimes, but it's like newer groups, Philly-based groups. Sometimes they bring people out of town. Really cool spot. Great vibe.
Before we get to the next category real quick, Stephanie, different Stephanie, comments and says, I recommend the Neighborhood Johns tours that leave from the Independence Visitor Center starting at 2 p.m. on Friday. They run through October. They hit neighborhoods through the city where tourists wouldn't normally go. I don't know about that, but thank you, Stephanie. Mm-hmm. And Robin says, I recommend people who visit Philly attend a production at the Arden Theater in Old City. It's a professional intimate theater.
Oh, I love the Arden.
Their shows are awesome. The Arden is a true gem. Wow, quite a reaction.
I love the Arden. Okay. And then every seat is a great seat at the Arden.
Okay. So our next category is, we just did something fun Saturday night. Maybe we had a few drinks. A little munchy. Feeling a little munchy now. And we need to get a late night cheesesteak.
Yeah.
So where are we going, Alicia?
Jim's.
Jim's on South Street.
Yep, Jim's on South.
Yeah, keep the line simple. Is long.
Whiz
it's
with.
Good.
Whiz
okay.
With. Whiz with. Keep it moving.
Keep it
moving. All right, keep it moving.
No explanation needed. Cherry, go ahead.
I'm going to go to Ishka Bibbles on South Street because I like the chicken cheesesteak hoagie or the South Philly chicken cheesesteak, and I'm going to get some mozzarella cheese.
Maybe I'll do bang bang. I'll do both.
Yeah, we can do both. Why not? So. Stephanie, where are you going?
I had Jim's on my list too, but if I'm being honest, I'm getting a shorty at Wawa after.
I'm going to be honest too.
Not too far. There's one right down in Old City. You can go to that Wawa right there.
I'm going
to
be honest too, because my thing with cheesesteaks, I always tell people, I think they're all pretty good and you really don't need to spend a lot of time going to get the best one. So I'm already at Johnny Brenda's. I'm just going to go to Joe's Steaks and Soda right across the street. Mm-hmm. I'm not telling y'all it's the best. I'm saying it's convenient and you'll have the cheesesteak experience. Tanya, go ahead.
Well, Ishka Bibbles, obviously, it's right across from the TLA. It's open late, so after you hit the concert, then you go to Ishka Bibbles. But honestly, if I'm doing late night, I'm going to Jade Harbor because it's open late. It's in Chinatown, and it's excellent old school Chinese food. And
you like bump the cheesesteak.
You just blew my mind, Tanya.
Oh my God, you like bump the cheesesteak. Chinese food, okay?
Because they are open late. It's just if you like Chinese food, it's like I said, it's like an old school Chinese food. The food is plentiful, it's hot, and you can order drinks.
I like
drinks too. All right,
can we bring in a caller?
Yeah, let's bring in a caller.
Sue from Abington on line 3. Real quick, Sue, what are your suggestions for our Philadelphia out of towners?
Well, something came to mind because I always like to see the views, and I heard Bach, which is an amazing view. Mm-hmm. But if somebody's hanging down by City Hall, a lot of people don't know you can go up City Hall to the base of William Penn's feet, and there's it's an old elevator, which is kind of thrilling.
That sounds rickety, girl. That sounds rickety.
It's a very tiny elevator.
It's sort of like a Six Flags experience.
She was like, I want an adventure. Let's get it.
Thank you, Sue. So we're going up to the
top. Oh, wait. Sue said, expensive. You said what?
Oh, I'm sorry. It's a lot less expensive than going over to Liberty Place. I think it was like $5 or $10.
Yes. Okay.
Yes. That's a good one. Yep. I've heard great things about the view from the top of City Hall. That's a good suggestion. So it's Sunday morning now, and we need to get a little brunch, breakfast action. So I guess we're kind of like, you know, we had a night. Right? Yeah,
we I'm still full from the cheesesteak Eskimo bubbles, but right. we gonna make room. We're making room.
It's brunch time. It's Sunday morning, Philadelphia. Alicia, start us off. Where are we going?
Mm-hmm. Salome's in Fishtown. It's one of the last old school, no frills, cash only diners that we have left in this city. And it's super east on Girard, so you know you could take a nice slow walk there and get your eggs, your fries, your toast, the classics, and they make their own scrapples, and they have different versions of scrapples.
Ooh, baby.
So, yeah.
I like that. Stephanie, brunch, where are we going?
I'm going to Sabrina's Cafe.
Yep.
That is classic. Classic. That is classic Philly right there. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Sabrina's is great. Multiple locations too. Yes, you're going to the Callahan one. Got it. Okay. Yeah. I am headed down to South Philly. And I'm going to get, there's a place called Tamalex on the corner of, I want to say 7th and Federal. Mm-hmm. And they do tamales, but only on the weekend. You just walk in, they give you like a 3-pack in foil. Great tamales, and it's a weekend special there. So, you know, it's a little treat for our weekend visitors.
Yeah, love it. Tanya, where are you going?
I'm going to head to Jerry's in Fishtown. Jerry's is a two-story
brunch. I love Jerry's Bar.
It's got great vibes, good ambiance, the food is good, and it's fun.
And they got good drinks.
Yeah.
You got to recover.
Yes.
From the night before.
So you had a little hair of the dog.
Jerry Craig. Now, wait. And there's no more speakeasies, right?
No more speakeasies.
You got to recover now.
Jerry Craig, you're going to take us home.
I'm going to take
Cherry
us home.
Cherry is like the self-described queen of brunch.
I love brunch.
It better be good.
Yeah, I'm going to Cafe La Mode in Northern Liberties. Yes. I'm going back to Nolo. It's on North 4th Street. All I have to say is tiramisu pancakes. And it's French Lebanese food. So you get to like tickle your fancy, try something new. And since we're traveling, you know.
Exactly.
I was African and Caribbean. Then I went on to the different restaurant.
Yeah,
so now I'm going to land in French Lebanese.
You kind of spanned the globe, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
That was thoughtful. Let's bring in another caller real quick. Miles from South Philly online too, I think has a brunch suggestion for us. Miles, what you got?
Yes, hello. I'm here to plug Griddle and Rice, which is an Indonesian brunch place. It's fairly new. It's at maybe 22nd and Jackson, so south of Snyder.
Ooh.
And it's just super cute and fun. It's become kind of a gathering point for the Indonesian community in that part of South Philly, which is really vibrant and interesting and has great food. And they make an excellent American brunch. You know, you can get pancakes or whatever, but you can also get congee, like a kind of rice porridge bowl with lots of fun stuff in it and some really high quality coffee. So
Griddle and Rice.
22nd and Jackson, cool Miles name. In South Philly. I love it. Okay, so we're gonna get toward the end of the show here. We're calling this a knockout round.
Yeah.
Where it's like two popular things versus each other. Which one stays and which one goes? So you gotta suggest one and kind of unsuggest the other.
Oh, that's so gonna
this
be hard.
Is mm-hmm. some tension here, okay? The first one is Reading Terminal Market or the Italian Market. Which one stays, Tanya? Which one goes?
Reading Terminal Market.
Stays. Reading Terminal.
Stephanie.
Stays.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go Italian Market.
Okay.
You want to be in the neighborhood?
Yeah, it's multicultural.
Yeah. You do like the neighborhood. I want to be in the neighborhood.
Which one? What about you?
I was gonna say Reading Terminal.
I want to say Italian because it's my neighborhood, but for an out-of-towner, I think I would just tell them go to Reading Terminal. Yeah. But my heart is with you on that.
I used to live over there, and I loved Italian markets. So, second one, photo, your photo spot, would it be at Love Park or the Art Museum Steps? Which one stays, which one goes?
Stays Museum Steps.
Museum Steps, you got to do that?
Agreed, Museum Steps.
Museum Steps.
Got to be the museum. For the view alone, but Museum Steps. I don't care if it's crowded, Museum Steps.
I'm just saying, if you with a couple, okay, you got to do the love.
That's
if it's a romantic weekend.
Yeah, make your case. We're not hating.
Y'all looking at me like I'm an alien, though. They looked at me like I was an alien. Okay.
All right. We got another stay or go. We got another stay or go. Stay or go. Philadelphia Zoo versus Adventure Aquarium in Camden.
Oh,
Tanya, what are we doing? What's staying? What's going?
It's the zoo, for sure.
Yeah, the zoo. There's just so much history there. No. Aquarium stays.
Wow!
Yeah, I would go aquarium as well.
Why?
The zoo has like lacked, it's been lackluster. It needs a little bit of
You think it needs some punch?
You don't want to see the new bear habitat?
I also am very petrified of animals being that close to me. So yeah. I want to see the penguins at the aquarium and be happy. I don't want to worry about a bear coming over the wall and attacking me.
Alicia, I'm plus one in with you at the aquarium because it's hot. And I'd rather be in the pool. Okay.
I'm going to the zoo. Sorry.
Yeah.
And finally, let's do art museum or barns. Let's finish with that one. And I'm going to start. I'm going to start with you, Alicia.
Putting you on the spot,
art,
Alicia.
PMA or the barns?
I'm going to do PMA. I like to do the free, you know, pay what you wish Sundays. And the exhibits are always rotating. So I'm going to go PMA. It's a class.
Stephanie, come on.
This is like Sophie's Choice, guys.
Yeah, this is tough.
I love the Barnes is so unique. But Tontonné in the Philadelphia Museum of Art is probably the PMA first for a visitor.
Okay, Tanya.
I'm going to do the Barnes because you can get through it more quickly. And it's a beautiful space. And it has such an amazing history. So
I love them both.
Got to go with the Barnes.
I love them both. But at the end of the day, there is nothing else out there. You can go to other museums, other cities. Yeah. The Barnes is one of a kind. I say you got to go to the Barnes.
I'm going to the PMA just because I love it. And I actually became a member. Like, and I'm not even a joiner. So.
Guys, that was so much fun. But I have to thank you now and end the segment, which is a shame, Tanya. Tanya Pendleton, our Things to Do curator here at WHYY. Thank you so much for your time today on Studio 2.
Thank you for having me.
Stephanie Farr, Philadelphia Inquirer features columnist who writes about what makes Philly weird, wild, and wonderfully unique. Stephanie, always a pleasure to see you.
Always a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
And Alicia Miranda, my like vibes twin, freelance hospitality reporter, owner of a creative agency. Alicia, that was great. Thank you so much for being here on Studio 2.
Loved being here.
Yeah. I think we had a pretty fun weekend, guys.
And thank you to all the callers. They added something to the vibe. And so we're talking about vibes. So now it is time to reveal our Studio 2 DJ of the Day song selection. Al, hit it. Philadelphia Chickens.
And that is Philadelphia Chickens performed by the Bacon Brothers,
Kevin Bacon. All right.
Thank you to Mindy from Germantown for choosing that song and being our DJ of the day. Thanks, Mindy.
I mean, okay, I get it. Bacon Brothers, we got it.
That's a good one. And bacon. And we talked about brunch.
So anyway,
it's a great choice.
By the way, today's program was produced by Debbie Builder, Hazel Mae Bryan, Paige Murray Bessler, and Ben Abrams. Mike Schiffler is our visual producer. Al Banks and Tina Calique engineered today's show. Our executive producer is Kevin McCrory. Joan Isabella is WHYY's audio general manager. From Studio 2 here at WHYY in Philly, I'm Cherry Gregg.
I'm Avi Wolfman-Aaron. And apparently this song, the lyrics are written by Mount Airy native Sandra Boynton. So
there you go.
The more you know on Studio 2.